Welcome everyone. Today on A+, we will continue talking about ways to improve your memory.
Right. We know you students need to memorize a lot of stuff. So Clayton and I are here to help.
So Virginia, what do you do when you need to remember something?
I usually write it down in my notebook. How about you, Clayton?
I usually send a text message to myself.
Wow, that's smart. Clayton 说他平常会用传简讯的方法, sending text message, 简讯给自己.
So everyone has their own way to help themselves remember something. And on today's show, we have more ideas for you.
So let's take a look at today's conversation.
Exercise your brain.
Conversation A.
Can you believe I failed the test today?
Didn't you prepare for it?
I did. I stayed up all night studying.
I think your brain shut down.
What?
To remember things well, you need at least 7 hours of sleep.
Well, Dr. Jim, how can I sleep with so much to study?
Try making flashcards.
How about helping me take the next test, Mr. Know-It-All.
So in today's conversation, we see that Joe has a problem.
Right. He failed his test.
Right. And when you fail a test, that means you get a very bad mark. You don't do well enough on your test.
Fail 是失败的意思, 所以在这里呢, Joe, 他考试不及格. But the sad thing is that he did prepare for it.
Right. He stayed up all night studying for the test. Now when you stay up, that means you stay awake. You don't go to sleep. So, for example, we can say, Luke stayed up late watching a movie.
Stay up. 就是熬夜的意思. 那在这里呢, Joe就是因为晚上不睡觉, 所以Jim才会说他的brain shut down.
So, your computer shuts down sometimes when there's a problem with it. That means it turns off or it won't work at all. So, Jim thinks that Joe's brain couldn't remember anything because it didn't get enough sleep.
那在这里呢, shutdown 它本身, 如果在指电脑方面的时候, 它是指宕机的意思, 所以我们人脑跟电脑其实是一样的, 有时候也会宕机, shutdown, 所以呢, Jim才会觉得, Joe啊, 会记不起来任何东西, 就是因为缺少睡眠, 所以他的脑才会 shutdown.
I know that I need at least 6 hours of sleep. If I only get 5 hours, my brain will not work well, I'll feel tired, I won't be happy, but you know, I prefer to get 9 hours if I have enough time.
Okay, Clayton 说呢, at least, 是最少的意思, 所以他说他最少一天要睡6个钟头, 如果他睡5个钟头啊, 他就觉得很没有精神. 那这里我们要解释他的相反词, at most 是最多的意思, 所以呢, 他会说, 他如果可以的话, 他希望可以睡9个钟头, 可是像我呢, I can only sleep 9 hours at most, 最多我也只能够睡9个钟头而已.
So, because we don't have much time, we need to sleep, we also need to study, maybe we need to work too, that's why it's good to learn some tricks that can help you remember.
Right, we talked about that on yesterday's show.
So there's another trick that Jim suggests. Flashcards. Now you see these flashcards here? I use them to learn bopomo.
Okay, flashcards 呢就是记忆卡片的意思。所以 Clinton 他以前在学 bopomo 的时候啊，都是靠这些卡片在帮助他记忆。
So when I would be sitting on the bus or maybe waiting in a restaurant for my food, I could pull out the cards and then flip through them and study a little bit of Chinese.
But actually, Joe just wants Jim to help him take the test because he is a know-it-all. What is a know-it-all?
Well, a know-it-all is a person who knows everything or they think they know everything.
这一节是什么是 know it all 呢？首先我们先来看 know it all 这三个字合在一起，它是一个复合名词。那它的意思是说，当有一种人他觉得他懂很多事情，或是他自以为他懂很多事情，这种人呢，我们就可以说他是一个 know it all。
So Virginia, do you ever get anyone to help you study for a test?
Right, I think that is my little trick.I usually ask my friends to ask me questions, when I need to take a test.
像 Clinton 刚刚就在问我说，在我在考试的时候啊，我会不会请可能请朋友啊，就问我一些问题，然后来帮助我记忆。我记得啊，就是当我以前在背单字的时候，这招最管用。像对方可能可以问你中文，然后你再用英文回答拼出这个字母，大家回去可以试试看。
Yeah, I think that's a great way.And, you know, for me, what's even better than flashcards is writing my own flashcards. That really helps. Okay, everybody, we need to take a break, but we will be back in a little while.
Exercise your brain.
Conversation B.
So, I need to rest more?
Yes, and water is better for your brain.
Fine, but can I eat my potato chips?
Sure, the sugar in potatoes will improve your memory for an hour.
Okay, ask me anything.
How do you read 5, 4, 1, 7, 3, 8, 9 in the opposite order?
Let's see. 8, 3, 1, 7. Can you read the numbers again?
I think you need more potato chips.
Hello.
Oh, Virginia, I'm sorry I'm late. I'm sorry I'm late, everybody.
Okay, you really shouldn't be eating now. We are filming...
Yeah, but I'm getting ready for today's show by eating.
But you should have eaten it during your lunch break.
Oh, no, you see, things like potatoes and cookies, if you eat them, they can help your brain work better for an hour.
Clinton has been paying attention to our conversation.因为在我们的 conversation 里面，我们有说到，当你吃 cookies 饼干啊，或者是 potatoes 马铃薯这些食物的时候，因为它里面含有糖分，那糖分呢可以帮助我们记忆，所以这些东西对增进我们记忆力都是非常好的食物。
Yeah, it's just like my 8th grade math teacher taught me. Your brain is a muscle, and if your brain is a muscle, it must need sugar too.
Okay, but is your brain done warming up yet? Can we please start filming?
Yeah. Okay, my brain is ready. Now, if you remember in part A of the conversation, Joe failed his test because he stayed up all night studying, and I guess his brain was too tired. Now, he couldn't remember what he studied, so what Jim says is that he should get more rest. Now, rest means you just relax. Maybe you sit down or lie down and you just take it easy. Maybe you even sleep.
在 Part B 的 conversation 里面，因为我们知道 Joe 呢晚上都不睡觉，所以 Jim 呢就提议啊，他应该要多休息。那休息呢就是 rest， rest 就基本上就当你不做任何有关体力啊或是脑力的动作的时候呢，就是 rest 休息。
Right, and rest can also be a noun. So you can say, "Do you want to take a rest?" instead of Do you want to rest?
Rest 呢有点小复杂，因为它既是名词也是动词。到这里我们说 Do you want to take a rest? 这里的 rest 是当作名词来使用，问你需不需要休息。
So you remember in our conversation, Joe ate some potato chips, but when he went to drink some Coke, Jim stopped him. He told him thatDrinking water is much healthier. It's much better for your brain, which is true. You should drink about 8 glasses of water a day, and it will help your brain, your memory, everything in your body work better.
在我们的 conversation 里面啊，我们有提到说 Joe 他原本是想要去拿可乐的，可是被 Jim 给阻止了。因为呢，我们都知道啊，水它里面还有矿物质啊这些成分，所以呢，它远比可乐要健康的多。那 Clinton 刚刚有说到，就是我们一天呢最少要喝八杯水 ，8 glasses of water， 这样才可以维持我们身体的一个循环啊，还有一个良好的状态。当然也可以帮助我们记忆。那这就是我们今天讨论最重要的一个话题嘛。
There's something else we need to talk about here, and that's opposites. Now, the opposite of something is that thing which is totally different from it. So, for example, the opposite of black is white. The opposite of up is down. The opposite of fast is slow.
这里啊 ，Clayton 跟我们解释什么是 opposite。Opposite 的意思是相反。那通常当我们知道就是一些相反的名词的时候，当然也可以帮助我们记忆。像是 Clinton 给的 example 就是 The opposite of black is white. 黑色的相反就是白色。那上的相反当然就是下啦，以此类推。
So Jim's question about opposites in the conversation is, how do you read 5, 4, 1, 7, 3, 8, 9 in the opposite order?
那在我们的 conversation 里面我们提到 opposite order. Opposite order, 什么是 opposite order 呢? Opposite 是相反的意思，所以 opposite order 呢就是倒着念，反着念的意思。So that's easy. 9, 8, 3, 7, 1, 4, 5.
Wow, and you did that without any potatoes. Okay, everybody, word power is next.
Word power.
Okay, everybody, it's word power time again, and Virginia and I are going to help you remember these words.
又是 word power 的时间到了，所以呢，我们今天要来再来帮助大家再把那些单词记熟一点。
First word, fail, fail.
Fail, 动词，失败，不及格的意思。
The teacher was angry because many students failed the test.
老师很生气，为什么呢？因为很多学生呢，考试都不及格。
Stay up, stay up.
Stay up, 片语，熬夜的意思。
Lucy had a lot of homework, so she stayed up late last night.
Lucy 呢，有很多很多的功课，所以她昨晚熬夜。
Rest, rest.
Rest, 动词，休息。
I need to rest after running.
我跑步完之后啊，一定要休息。
And the last word is opposite. Opposite.
Opposite, 形容词，相反的意思。
Fred turned left, but Ben went the opposite way.
Fred 呢，他转向左边，可是 Ben 呢，他转向反方向，也就是右边的意思。
Oh, I hate when that happens. Like when you're driving and trying to follow someone, and then they turn that way, and you turn that way, and then you're lost.
I know, and it's dangerous too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, that's it for Word Power, but there's more to come. Stay with us.
Keep in mind.
Clayton, 你在干嘛？
Jonathan,、can you help me move this table? It's、okay. not in the center.
我中间哦。Okay.
Okay, great, thanks.、
Okay.
Oh, and one more thing. Later, can you help me take out the trash? Because I'm not going to be home.
帮你倒垃圾哦，okay. Only if you help me take out my trash next time.
Okay, sure.
Okay. 所以哦，各位观众，我们这里看到呢，帮某人做某事，英文怎么讲呢？就是 help somebody do something. Help somebody do something. 或是你也可以说 help somebody with something.
Right. So we need to help our audience learn English.
Yes, or we can also say, we want to help our audience with English.
That's what we do. Well, even though you probably remember everything, let's just have one more look at today's conversation.
Exercise your brain.
Can you believe I failed the test today?
Didn't you prepare for it?
I did. I stayed up all night studying.
I think your brain shut down.
What?
To remember things well, you need at least 7 hours of sleep.
Well, Dr. Jim, how can I sleep?With so much to study.
Try making flashcards.
How about helping me take the next test, Mr. Know-it-all? So, I need to rest more?
Yes, and water is better for your brain.
Fine, but can I eat my potato chips?
Sure, the sugar in potatoes will improve your memory for an hour.
Okay.Ask me anything.
How do you read 5, 4, 1, 7, 3, 8, 9 in the opposite order?
Let's see. 8, 3, 1.7. Can you read the numbers again?
I think you need more potato chips.
Review time.
For today's review time, we would like you to please fill in the blanks.
对，我们今天的 review time 呢，就来做 fill in the blanks， 就是填充题。那么呢 ，Clayton 会给你应该是 one, two, three 三个句子。当然了，中间都会有一些空格，请你从文章中找出正确的单字填起来。
Here's the first one. He blank to watch his favorite TV show.
He 怎么样呢 ？He stayed up， 要用过去式哦。He stayed up to watch his favorite TV show. 他熬夜来看他最喜欢的节目。
Number two, you will blank your test if you don't study.
You will fail your test if you don't study. 如果不好好用功的话呢，会怎么样呢？考试会不及格，会 fail.
Right, but if you study, you will probably pass it.
Get an A or something.
And the third one. You look tired. You need to blank more.
Clayton, 真的 you look tired. You need to rest more. 你要多休息，多休息啊。
Okay, I will. Good night.
And audience?Hopefully you learned a lot today, and 我们不要理他，不要理他。So, I'm very happy that you're getting enough.
Living phrases.
Okay, I'm packed. I have one pair of shoes, one pair of socks.
Oh, but you'll need at least three pairs of socks.
Okay, three pairs of socks, one sweater.
It's very cold at night. You'll need at least two sweaters.
Okay, two sweaters...One pair of gloves.
Trust me, you need at least two pairs.
Stop it. Or I'll need at least 2 days to pack.
Just for fun!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. Today is just for fun, and we're talking about animal idioms. But let's find out what animals are in the studio today.
Oh, Matt, I don't know what sound this animal makes.
Yeah, it's kind of quiet. Let's just say it. It's a fish. And of course, fish don't make very much noise.But that's the animal in our idiom today, and it's talking about feeling uncomfortable. When you don't feel like you belong in a situation, or you don't feel comfortable in a place, well, we say, a fish out of water. You feel like a fish out of water, or you are a fish out of water, because if you imagine a fish getting out of the water,It seems pretty strange because it tries to swim, but there's no water. It just flap, 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 flaps around and looks really silly until somebody puts it back in the water and then it feels comfortable again.
Right. So when you're a fish out of water, you're usually not at home in your place. Maybe you're at a new person's house, like a new friend.Maybe you're in a new country, or maybe you're trying something new. and you don't know how to do it, it's your first time, so you're a fish out of water.
That's a good example, Angie. And that's just like today's example we'll read for you now.
When John left his country, he felt like a fish out of water.
Now, I can completely understand Johnny's feeling, because when I came to Taiwan and stepped off the bus, well, yeah, I felt like a fish out of water, because there were all these people that weren't like me, this food that was strange to me. I'm talking about stinky tofu, that's right. And also on all the signs were Chinese characters. So I was like a fish out of water because I didn't know what was going on.
Yes, I've felt like a fish out of water when I've gone to a new class for the first time. Like, for example, a new dance class. So, when I go, everybody knows the steps except for me, and I'm the slowest person in the class. I feel like a fish out of water.
Well, I hope you find some water soon, Angie, especially in a new class. And hey, listeners, I hope you'll join us next time so that you don't feel like a fish out of water on the day after that. Well, until then, my name's Matt. And I'll see you next time.